This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella. Yeah.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host. I am back from Monday being on assignment, as I was told. And joining me today is Mr. 315. What's going on, buddy?
Just in time. I just plugged my headphones in. They weren't even plugged in. Look at me. Bugging out already. How y'all doing, though?
You didn't get your headphones plugged in?
Nope. They were unplugged. As you introduced me, I stuck it right in.
Well, I'm glad you did. Just right, man.
Yeah, just on time. So
we'll see. I'm glad you got in a minute. Anyway, he's here. Joining us is BBB. Are we calling you 3B? What are we calling you this week?
I don't know if you can keep calling me BBB.
Monday you had a different name, so I don't know.
I was Big Shot on Monday. I'm Big Shot today.
Oh, okay.
But it was like the Triple B. They were telling me I should have, you know, went ahead and trademarked it, but it's already trademarked now. And y'all been calling me Triple B forever.
Well, it started right after that. You could be Terry Mark with the BBB burn.
I might need to be like 3B.
We can call you
4B. B3.
Call you 4B.
4B?
Yeah, I don't know what 4B is.
Cell block 4B.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome Periscopians and Facebook. And I figure out what our bet's going to be for the Brock Osweiler thing.
What's that?
You love your hair, right?
Yep.
All right. Brock Osweiler, if he doesn't have more wins than Mike Glennon, long neck, you got to shave your head.
I can buzz it down, but I can't shave it all the way off.
Come on, man.
I can't do that. Like, the top of my head has never seen locks, sun. So
you scared it ain't going to grow back?
It'll grow back. It's just my head, it would be really light on the top and compared to my face.
You ain't going to put your hair where...
No, you know, why do I have to put my hair up? Why can't we eat something? I'm better at eating something.
I will go mustache for a month.
I don't want to do that. No hair. No hair.
No hair?
We got to eat something or you got to drink something.
315, he's going away, man.
My vanity just stepped in.
He doesn't put his faith on Osweiler.
Well, what do I... Because I'm in on this bet since my quarterback's involved.
All right, well, what are we doing then?
It's got to be. We got to eat something.
We got to eat something. You know I'm going to crush that.
A Spam and Nutella sandwich?
Well, I switch my hairstyle up every day. I can go bald anytime. I could cut all my hair off and be bald. You know, that's nothing for me.
We could go mustache.
Big Shot can't go bald, man. No.
Mustache?
Do you have a mustache? Can you grow?
I can grow a mustache and a full beard. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what it's growing back now.
Me and him will go mustaches. You got to shave your head.
Hell no, man. That's whack. You see? That's bull crap.
Oh, we just get a 315 into your head.
Yeah.
Make you go.
Cut 315 in the back of your head.
Yeah.
I'll wear it. I heart Mike Glennon t-shirt.
I'll find a jersey in the team store.
We do realize that, you know, he does. One thing he doesn't mess with is his hair, his outfit.
Oh,
you don't mess with those two things, all right, man.
Gotta be clean, man. Even when you're on the radio on Periscope, Facebook Live, and always live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO-GO-CSB.com.
That's right.
Stop trying to mess with 4B's hair, man. Sell CB4. I can't use CB4 either.
So we can't. Let's see. All right. No hair. I'm just tired of the food things, man. I can do the food anytime.
See, I'm not doing the hair thing for me. It's more for my wife because she. Proposed going to like a buzz cut before. And she said, no, you better keep your hair, fool. You're not coming in this house.
Well, my wife does not want me to ever have a mustache only.
I was like, what if I make a bet with Bobby on the show? You're an idiot, but okay.
Yeah, sometimes the only mustache, the Tom Selleck mustache thing is
what I point.
I think it only works for him.
Yeah, no, it does not work for me. But if that's what I do, I'll do it. All right, we'll figure out something else now. We'll figure out. We got plenty of time to figure out. So, you know, I just wanted to ask you, see if you go hair. No hair. No. So we ain't mess with that. All right, let's get into today's show. We got a great show for you today. You know, we'll talk about Stephen A. Smith, speaking of which.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast.
I'm Stephen A. The damn music. Good afternoon. This is Stephen A. The hell with the music right now. I am having a very bad day. I'm having a very bad day. I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty damn ticked off. I mean, I cannot believe the kind of nonsense that I am hearing right now. And I don't know how much of this I'm going to take today. I'll be the first to admit it. I am warning y'all ahead of time. Do not call me today and get on my damn nerves. I'm trying to tell you something right now. ESPN's not going to stop me. Damn it, FCC Airways might not stop me. I'm that ticked off. I mean, I'm sitting up here and it's bad enough that the Boston Celtics are looking better and better. That the Philadelphia 76ers got a young promising future. That the Los Angeles Lakers got the number 2 pick and a commitment from Paul George to be there next summer. Or that Jerry West has landed in Los Angeles for the Clippers instead of the Los Angeles Lakers. Or the New York Knicks. It's bad enough that that has happened. Because God knows I would love to see Jerry West in New York. But then I wake up this morning and I grab my oatmeal, throw some almond milk in there, some cinnamon and some little bit of brown sugar, some blueberries. After I drink my green smoothie drink and I go on First Take, and while I'm on First Take, I receive the news that the New York Knicks are open to trading Kristaps Porzingis? You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
Wow. Yep. Rant on. Rant on.
Listen, I know they played that on ESPN today, but boy, I had to.
Did you see his First Take rant?
No. I did not.
Please pull that up.
I'll put it up.
Yeah. Oh, the First Take rant. Oh.
Yeah.
I posted that on in the sports group that I'm in.
It's great. Blueberries and, you know.
He's like, man, I can't even enjoy my damn smoothie.
I can't enjoy it. And anyway, it was great. Facebooking just went off. Have to get that started again. But it is very, he went on a tangent, man. It was insane. Wouldn't you beat up Seth if you was a Knicks fan?
I would be upset, but it's the Knicks. We already know what we're going to get from the Knicks, especially with Phil Jackson at the helm. Phil Jackson is going to do something stupid. Like, say he's going to trade Kristaps Porzingis. And poor Carmelo Anthony. Can we get Carmelo out of New York, please?
And he said he wants to stay. Did you hear? He wants to stay still. That man sounds like
Carmelo is committed or he's insane.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Get out of New York. I think he's comfortable. He's good. Winning a championship might not be the highest thing on Carmelo Anthony's priority.
Boy, he definitely lives up to that. He definitely lives up to that name.
What's that?
Mello.
Just Mello. Mello fellow. Make my 23 meal. Stay in New York. I'm good. I am good.
Well, we're off Facebook right now, so just I'll try.
Sorry,
to get
Facebook
back on
Live,
there.
Man.
Oh, Facebook Live. Oh man.
I'll work on
our Wi-Fi signal gets kind of hectic in here. It's kind of cloudy outside too. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I'd be upset too if I was a Knicks fan. I'm almost like that if I'm a Hornets fan at this point. But
Charlotte, let's make a play for Kristaps Porzingis. Don't we got something to offer? Don't they want Dwight Cody Howard Zeller, to go with Joe Kim Noah?
Why not Cody Zeller, Frank Kaminsky? I'd trade Frank Kaminsky for him. Oh, yeah, that's right. We wouldn't trade for 9 draft picks. You think we'll trade for Porzingis?
Of course not.
No. I would trade.
How good would we be looking with all them extra draft picks right now?
I know. Next 2 years, man. Rich Cho should be fired. No. I ain't going.
Is
that
anyone home?
Yeah. Let's go into, before we get too far, happy Father's Day to everybody. You know, I didn't get to say it on Monday.
Happy belated Father's Day,
happy
fellas.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Appreciate it.
You know.
Appreciate it. How quickly Father's Day be turned into Mother's Day.
I heard you rant on that,
man. It just goes like that.
Did you see see what was on my page that day?
What's that?
Like, listen, this day is for the fathers, yeah. Not you single mothers. You don't see the deadbeat mothers getting bashed on Mother's Day by single fathers who have custody of their children, do you?
No.
I get sick of that. I don't have children and I'm not a father, but I get so sick of that, man.
Yeah.
It's Father's Day is for the fathers.
Even if you're a deadbeat dad.
Even if you're a deadbeat dad.
I get 2 days a year. My birthday and Father's Day. That's my 2 days in my house I get. Everything up, 363 days is my wife. So, you know, it's all right. It was a great day. You know, had a great time with family. Saw a lot of family. Why can't I just be left alone on Father's Day? I was like, y'all go see everybody else. Let me stay at home. Watch some golf, I guess. Play some video games. I'm good. Let's go into enemy of the week. Speaking of Stephen A.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to add that other part. Stephen A. Smith with some blueberries and everything else. I've got an enemy of the week this week. Mets Wilmer Flores says after Puig crushes the 3-run homer, I don't think he knows what having respect for the game is. Dude, shut the hell up. Shut up. Be mad at your pitcher that gave up a 3-run homer. I'm tired of these baseball unwritten rules crap.
Let's get off these 1903 rules and let's get into some 2017 rules. If your pitcher lays a fat pitch over the plate that gets crushed by one of these professional hitters, then he has every right to be looked at, get home run trotted on, and not be mad at all. Don't be mad at the man because you made a terrible pitch. And then these damn degenerates from the peanut gallery with their comments. Like Rod said, shut the hell up, man. It's just go and talk to your pitcher. No more fat pitches, please, because he embarrassed you.
There's a reason baseball is the third sport behind NBA NFL right now. Because these idiots that play the game, don't give up. You can't give up a home run, or you know, well, you can't stare, you can't even look, you can't throw the bat. You have a order of things you're supposed to do. Come on, I just don't get it, man. Enjoy baseball, and no offense, Mets, you've been getting crushed by the Dodgers this week. Woo!
Then Corey Seager hit 3.
He did. Cody Bellinger hit.
If I was Corey Seager, I would have just took my time. I would have been high-stepping the home plate like I was Deion Sanders or somebody.
2 of the 3 home runs opposite field, may I add. He's been killing it. Hey, Scott Ealy, where you at?
People the Mets need to be looking at is those people they look at in the mirror every day.
I will say, you know, I got some Mets friends. You know, they got a lot of injuries and stuff like that. Don't give them no pass. Oh, I'm enjoying it right now. Best record in baseball since we got Bellinger called up. All right. Does anybody else have any enemies?
No.
They won't? No? Just a great week.
The damn Wi-Fi in here. That's the enemy.
That's the enemy.
Sorry, Facebook.
Freaking Wi-Fi.
Which,
sorry about
Rich
that.
Rich Cho, you're a close second. I'm going to save you for dummies. All right. Let's get into hot sauce. We got the biggest stories of the week. First is Christian. I want to save Howard for later because it's going to be, I want that, that's more local. Cristiano Ronaldo wants to leave Real Madrid amid fraud allegations. Now the Man U boss Jose Mourinho accused of tax fraud by Spanish prosecutors. What the hell is going on with Spain?
Like I tell everybody, football is a sport for drug cartels, mafias, people with way too much cash that they're trying to wash and they can't wash it. So now the governments are trying to get their cut. They're like, y'all are moving too much money. We want some money too. So Ronaldo, you owe us $16.5 million. Man United, how are you spending $200 million in transfer fees to get these players? And we're not getting any money. We need some money from you. You got to watch out. You got to go get your money from these drug cartels and these gangsters. Don't let them keep free balling all over the sport or whatever they're doing to you. Hide money. Ronaldo was like, I'm going to leave because I don't want to pay 16 and a half million euro to the government of Spain.
And they call the shot. They call the shots over there.
Oh, yeah.
Those boys.
They'll kill you. All right, we're back on Facebook.
Are we back on Facebook Live?
Let me try to. Periscope looks frozen.
Let me try to get people back on, some viewers back on.
So, but yeah, so you think he'll leave? And if he does, where would he go?
He can go anywhere. He can go to the Barclays League. If he's going to leave, he can't go to Barcelona because that's the whole purpose of leaving Real is to get out of Spain. Go to the Barclays League. Go play for United. Go play for Man City. Go play for Chelsea. Go play for one of those big clubs that have money.
Hey, I know an area you can go. Go down to Atlanta. They got a team down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Come to the States. Come to MLS. Hey, make them pay you $300 million to come over here.
They got rid of Dwight Howard. They need a new hero in the town.
Atlanta got a hero. They got a few heroes there. Atlanta Falcons.
What?
Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
Who?
Okay, who?
I know. Julio. Oh, yeah. You mean the number one player in the NFL?
Number one receiver?
The number one player in the NFL?
Is he the number one?
You still think Gronk is better than him.
It's red zone target, yeah.
No. I'll take Julio. Julio didn't miss all last season.
He missed a few games.
Somebody else did.
He missed a few games.
Anyway, moving on from that, Cavs fired GM David Griffin or GM.
They Ron didn't James. Retain.
They offered. David Griffin. They fired him. It's a fire, dude. Retain whatever. Your they contract's not being
his
renewed.
His contract was that up. Means they didn't being, retain him. Why we got to be so harsh?
He got fired. they have offered Chauncey Billups the GM job.
Don't take it, Chauncey.
First of all, should he take it?
No.
Mr. 315 says no. And did Griffin deserve to get fired? Which he did. No, he did not deserve to get fired. Chauncey Billups, I would not take this job at all.
You better go get that money. You better not be no fool. Go get that money. Daniel Snyder will probably fire him in 3 years anyway. That's what he does to his GMs.
That's what I'm
go
saying.
Go get that money.
He never had. They have such a mess in Cleveland.
They're going to win games.
They always have.
They're going to win games. I mean, if they can find the right deal, like I said, I feel like they're going to be gifted Carmelo Anthony. I've been saying this for like 4 days. Anybody who listens to me, the Knicks are going to end up gifting Carmelo Anthony to the Cavaliers. Talking about he wants to stay. No one wants to stay in New York under Phil Jackson and James Dolan.
He's not leaving New York, dude. Well, I mean, I guess he could now. Lala ain't got nothing to do with it.
He needs to leave. Why he going
to
stay?
He has to go.
He needs to go. That's what's going to happen. Gee, did he deserve to get fired? You're $70 million into the luxury tax this year? That sounds like yes. The purpose of this business, yes, is to win, but also to make money. I shouldn't be paying $70 million in luxury tax. Yes. Don't he make the moves, bring the players in, sign the contracts?
You're blaming this on GM.
Yes.
Let me remind you of something about David Griffin. Do you know who wanted to hire Tyronn Lue? David Griffin. You know who didn't want to hire Tyronn Lue? The owner, Dan Gilbert. He did not want to hire Lue.
Because Lue was a terrible coach.
Okay. You know who wanted to hire Blatt? Gilbert. You know who didn't want to hire Gilbert or hire Platt? It was Griffin. He didn't want to hire Blatt. Black. As far as I can tell,
Griffin did
Lou
everything.
Worked over Griffin. Lou was a better coach than Blatt.
He did everything LeBron asked him to do.
Right.
Griffin.
Right.
He did.
And two finals.
And that's the reason he was good. Three straight finals.
I think it was Gilbert's fault that Griffin's fired. Because
yeah, it's Gilbert.
From reports say, Griffin didn't want to do the Paul George for Kyrie
right.
straight up trade.
Which I get.
Yeah, I get that
trade,
too.
I wouldn't trade Kyrie. Kevin Love, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody but Kyrie and LeBron. I'd trade everybody else.
Okay. David Blatt gets all this grief, right? First year there, LeBron just back to the team. They formed it together. They get to the finals. They win two games in the finals
right.
with two of their three best players missing. Teron Lou gets the job midseason. They are so-so to finish the season. They end up getting to the finals. They're down 3-1. And if it wasn't for a suspension and a freak injury, they would have probably lost that finals. They come back this year. They're balling out of control to start the season. The second half of the season, they're barely .500. They get to the finals. They get annihilated.
David Griffin
annihilated.
Griffin is the one that added all the players that LeBron wanted. Who you get
and it's,
besides
and
what
we
he
see
added.
The final result. Right. 1-4 in the finals.
But who else were you? Okay, don't be crazy. There's nobody else in the NBA you were going to add this season to beat the Warriors. No one. Who could you add it to beat the Warriors this year? You can't. But see, Griffin added pieces. When LeBron said, I need more people, what did he do? He added more people. Dan Gilbert does not get the hate that he deserves to get. He is just as bad as James Dolan in New York.
Gilbert's horrible.
Gilbert is horrible.
Gilbert's horrible.
He's the one that wrote that letter. And don't take this out of the way. He ran off LeBron the first time. He's getting ready to run him off a second time.
That's what's going to make him
and
the
you know
worst.
What's sad? In 10 years in Cleveland, and I heard somebody say this on radio the other day. I don't know who said it. In 6 years in Miami, he's going to have more titles in 10 years in Cleveland when he's done. How sad is that?
The talent in Miami was better than the talent in Cleveland.
No, don't stop it.
Wade and Bosh ain't better than Kyrie and Kevin Love?
Are you kidding?
Wade and Bosh ain't better than Kyrie and Kevin Love?
Kyrie is one of the best players in the game right now.
D-Wade in his prime or Kyrie right now?
That's a silly question.
D-Wade all day long, right?
Yeah.
But my point
Kevin Love right now or Chris Bosh?
No, but you're forgetting the rest of the players they have on that team, too, though. You got to look at everybody. You don't talk about it, all right?
Miami had a better team.
The team he had in Cleveland, he had Darren Williams. He had J.R. Smith. He had Shumpert. All these guys are supposed to be really good. They were really good other places. They were good that year they won a championship. What are you talking about?
I don't know about New York. I know Shumpert and Smith were really good.
J.R. Smith was a really good player in New York.
They were okay.
Shumpert was a great dude.
He was a good shooter in New York. He was supposed to be a defensive stopper in New York. He was.
Miami had Battier, Ray Allen.
My point is, we got to stop this LeBron love where he ain't had no help. But
he's had help.
BS.
That's what I'm saying. He's had help.
Now, no,
and they did everything he wanted.
No,
and look, 1-4 in the finals.
Right.
Maybe Dan Gilbert is on to something. That's all I'm saying.
But Dan Gilbert is the problem, all right? Because you even said it. They never have a GM there long enough. They fire him. And you know as well as I do, when you keep firing GMs and stuff, you're going to have a problem.
Now, I feel David Griffin like, you want to keep LeBron James happy, so you're going to do what you got to do as a GM to LeBron James. But you got to feel Dan Gilbert, too. Like, no more first-round draft picks. We've given up first-round draft picks. We don't have a first-round draft pick to like, 2021. We are $70 million into the luxury cap.
Because of Dan Gilbert.
And we have no shot of beating Golden State.
Because of Dan Gilbert.
Allowing David Griffin to make the moves that he's made.
Dan Gilbert is the one telling him to make these moves.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That is the problem. Yeah. Dan Gilbert is like, I don't care what it takes.
I think
I got LeBron now. you trade everything you need to. Because I think it's an idiotic move to trade all your first round picks anyway.
I think Griffin did a good job, personally. Yeah. I think he did.
I think, yeah. He bought them a championship.
He brought them a championship.
He got them a championship.
And, but what I'm saying is I think Dan Gilbert should get more hate than Griffin because I think he did everything he was asked to do.
At the end of the day, Mr. Gilbert owns the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Just like Daniel Snyder and
just like James Dolan in New York.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of these guys.
No, I know.
Can't get rid of them.
No, you can't. And, you know, it's a shame, though. The bad part about it, he gets fired 3 days before the draft. All right?
Timing's crazy.
The draft and the other GM spots has already been filled. Because he had other offers, and Gilbert wouldn't let him even talk about it. It's just, it's
baloney. He'll get another spot. Yeah, another GM spot will pop open.
Yeah, they love him.
Dan Griffin will be employed somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Moving to the U.S. Open, I know y'all talked about it Monday. Real fast, Brooks Koepke wins the U.S. Open. Koepke, thank you. He ties the lowest score to par in tournament history. I didn't get to watch a lot of it, but he had a great round.
The only thing was Ricky Fowler fouled up again. He didn't come through. We were sitting on the show last Thursday, and
anything else?
That's what we said. That's what we said. I was like, he's 7-under. He might win it, but more than likely. We know Ricky Fowler. He's going to foul it up. And that's what he did. Exactly what he did. Way to go, Brooks Koepka. He played a hell of a round Sunday. 3 straight birdies to move him to 16 under. He was cruising.
His first win ever.
That's a hell of a win. $2.2 million in the bank. Shorty, what you drank?
That's right. And the next one would be the PGA in Charlotte.
I can't wait. If the quality of golf is close to what it was at the U.S. Open for the PGA.
Who's going with me?
I'm going to have to go out there. The tickets are going to be insane, though.
I know they are. I already got my 4 days.
You plus already bought all 4 days and practice round?
Oh, yeah.
Can we have – I know we can't have the entire top 10 on Sunday in the final pairings. Can we have four of y'all in contention on Sunday? That would be – what we are looking for in the city of Charlotte. That's what we need after we lost the All-Star game. Still hurt about that.
Oh, he's still hurt.
Well, we got it back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
It's coming back.
I'm not holding my breath.
Right, yeah. It might be snatched from us again at the last
from
minute.
The Lions but. Den.
All right, let's go into patrolling.
What's going on, Mike?
Let me turn that off before you do that.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, I got a couple patrolling things. Man, people are tearing me up on Facebook today.
What are they saying?
We'll talk about the Hornets, and man, people are trying to get all of them in today. We got some Panther news we got to talk about.
You got some wide shoulders there. You got a broad back. He can hold you up. Hold up.
Whatever.
what are they saying?
We'll go into it. When we talk about the
Hornets. I thought so.
Most of it's Hornets.
Let's trade for LaMarcus Aldridge. Let's go. The 11 pick in Marvin Williams to San Antonio for LaMarcus Aldridge.
How much over cap would that put us?
That would work. The 11 pick and Marvin Williams to San Antonio for LaMarcus Aldridge. That would work. That would absolutely work.
How much over cap would that be, though?
It would balance out because the 11 pick is probably going to make $4 to $5 million rookie, and Marvin Williams is making what, 16 this year? That's right at $20 million. Marcus Aldridge at $22 million. It works, man.
Well, I've got a couple patrolling. The first one is Draymond Green, LeBron James, their troll battle on. I'm trying to find the article, but they went back and forth. You know, of course, it started with the parade last week where he had a quickie shirt on.
Quickie. Y'all got out of there fast. The finals was over before it even started. Damn. What happened?
But they went back and forth. I don't know if you guys saw the article.
Yeah, I saw all the tweets. LeBron said, oh, that's what she said. And then, of course, LeBron on his Instagram posted he shaved all his hair off, went bald. Just he's, I guess he's done with trying to disguise us. He's just going to embrace it.
There you go, Bron. You're embracing the
hair. And then Draymond said, oh, snap. Did we drive you bald? Whipping your ass like that? Did we drive you bald? And I haven't heard anything else from LeBron since.
He can't say nothing.
He can't say, yeah.
Golden State got you this year.
That was LeBron's.
LeBron started it, the 3-1 Halloween jab. With the cookies. Death cakes and cookies.
The Ultimate Warrior t-shirt. You know.
He did. I mean, that's true. He actually did start it. So, I mean, you can't hate him too much.
But we all know LeBron is a true pro. He's going to come back, and he's going to try to find a way to respond.
I'm sure he will.
On the court. Hopefully.
He's going to get another GM fired.
Come on, man. All he does is carry coaches and GMs and franchises to finals. That's all he does.
Can anybody name the last GM he actually didn't get? Oh, that's right. Pat Riley. He got down in Miami.
He didn't get David Griffin fired. David Griffin got himself fired. That's LeBron true. James is not responsible for his job.
All right, well, that's it for patrolling. When we get back, we are going to get in local sports, and we'll finally get to talk about
the draft, baby. Let's go, Hornets.
The mistake in Charlotte. That's all I'm going to call it. The mistake in Charlotte. When you're listening to BSS Carolinas.